Turn to page 9. Those who have this Anandagiri chanting book from the previous retreat, then I gave out some on that briefing that day. You turn to page 9. Those who don't have, you don't worry. You just listen. Then when we chant, because it's in English, it's very easy to follow. Okay, page 9. The Pali one is different. The monk will chant. We can also chant, but no point. I will chant to you a little bit on the Pali one. Yoso Bhagava. Arahang Sammasambuddho Swakaro Yona Bhagavata Dhammo Supatipanno Yasa Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Tamayang Bhagavantang Sadamang Sang Sasanghang and all those things. So we know it. We chant the English. You can understand, I can understand, and more faith. Okay. Those who know how to chant also help support. Okay. Just start. To the Blessed One, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which is expounded so well, and to the Blessed One's disciples who has practiced well, to this the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render our offering, our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generations. May these simple offerings be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one. So now you bow, mindfully, render homage to the Buddha. You bow. Then after that we continue. You bow, bow. You do your 5 postures because I have to read to you. You don't follow me. I will just put my hand together. Yeah, because I understand what this thing is. For you all, you're about. No, one time only. I read again. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one. Then you bow. You render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one. Okay. Then, to the teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma. You bow. Then, the blessed one's disciples who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Okay, then we continue. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha. You chant together after this. Homage to the blessed, noble, and perfectly enlightened one. Homage to the blessed, noble, and perfectly enlightened one. Homage to the blessed, noble, and perfectly enlightened one. Now let us chant the recollection of the Buddha. A good word of the blessed's reputation has spread as follows. He, chant together. He, the blessed one, is indeed the pure one, the perfectly enlightened one. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding. The accomplished one, the knower of the world. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of God and human. He is awake and holy. In this world, with his gods, demons and high spirits,
seekers and sages, celestials and human beings, He has by deep insight revealed the truth.
Okay, wait. How come my don't have one? Mine is the other one. They cut short. Now we are at the supreme praise of the Buddha. Is it page 11 now? Page 11. Page 10. Page 10 is Pali.
Both version.
You mean the Pali?
Yeah, Pali and
you
English
show me
together.
Your one. How come mine is different? I brought the old book. Wait, mine is this book. Oh, yours don't have Pali on. Wait, just now you challenged you where? Wait, recollection of the Buddha, is that? Homage to the Buddha. Then after that, know of the world, finish. Then awake and holy. Then after that, don't have, my missing, Where? Yeah, but don't have in his womb. Yeah, but before that is what? Supreme place. You got a spare copy, or not? Yeah, you got that. Wait for a while. I think this one, certain paragraph went missing. But this was the one we gave it out last time. Recollection of the Buddha. Anybody else got this book? You can show me your book or not. Last year I used this one. It's the same as this one. It's okay. It's okay. Okay, wait. I will go through. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of man and God. Okay. He is awakened and holy. Oh, this part missing, this part is missing. Okay, we chant together now. You got another copy there? Yeah, we continue from there. He is awakened and holy. Oh, just miss out this line only. Okay, wait. After that is... still don't have.
He is awakened, holy.
Okay, we continue. For those who don't have, you just listen. In this world with its gods, demons, and kind spirits, seekers and sages, celestial and human beings, He has by deep insight revealed the truth.
He has pointed out the Dharma, beautiful in
yeah,
the beginning,
beautiful in the middle, beautiful in the end. He has explained the spiritual life of complete purity in its essence and convention. I chant my praise to the Blessed One. I bow my head to the Blessed One. Then you bow, huh? Bow. Yeah, this one is morning chanting or evening chanting? Evening chanting. Yours is morning chanting, I think. Huh? Hey, evening chanting, page 8 is correct. Huh? How come different? Huh? Okay, never mind, we continue. Huh? Now let us chant in the in praise of the Dhamma. The Dhamma is well expounded by the Blessed One, apparent here and now. Timeless, encouraging investigation, leading inward to be experienced individually by the wise. I chant my praise to this teaching. I bow my head to the truth. Okay, you pay respect again. Huh? Then homage to the Sangha. Now let us chant in praise of the Sangha. They are the blessed ones, disciples, who have practiced well, who have practiced diligently, who has practiced insightfully, who practice with integrity. That's the four pair, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the blessed ones, disciples. Such ones are worthy of ghee, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offering, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world. I chant my praise to this Sangha. I bow my head to this Sangha. Okay, pay respect. Okay, I think that's it. We end, isn't it? This is morning chanting. No wonder different. Okay, no problem. It's okay. Nah. So yours is this one is morning chanting. Morning chanting is special. Yeah, no wonder the same book last year we used, no problem. Then this year suddenly, page 19 onward. Okay, somebody can borrow this book. Eh? Who want? Those who don't have, must give to Amy. Her voice very good. Okay. What I will do is we continue evening chanting. Yours is page 19, isn't it? Page 19, okay. After we finish the what they call recollection of the Buddha, he is awake and holy, then we stop now. You can find recollection of the Buddha? He is the blessed one, is indeed the pure one, the perfectly enlightened one. You can find? Okay. That one finish, then we go to the supreme praise of the Buddha. Continue from there. Can find out. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Buddha. The Buddha, the truly worthy one, endowed with such excellent qualities, whose being is composed of purity, transcendental wisdom and compassion, who has enlightened the wise like the sun awakening the lotus. I bow my head to that peaceful chief of conqueror, the Buddha, who is the safe, secure refuge of all beings. As the first object of recollection, I venerate him with bowed head. I am indeed the Buddha's servant. The Buddha is my Lord and guide. The Buddha is sorrow destroyer, who bestow blessing on me. To the Buddha, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk the Buddha's path of awakening.
For me, there is
no other refuge. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Buddha and the blessings of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. Okay, then you bow. Then as you bow, you chant. This one is ask for forgiveness. I will read. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Buddha, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Buddha. Now let us chant the recollection of the Dhamma. The Dhamma is well expounded by the Blessed One, apparent here and now, timeless, encouraging investigation, leading inwards to be experienced individually by the wise. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Dhamma. It is excellent because it is well expounded, and it can be divided into path and fruit, practice and liberation. The Dhamma holds those who uphold it from falling into delusion. I revere the excellent teaching, that which removes darkness. The Dhamma, which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings. As the second object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head.
I am indeed the Dhamma servant.
The Dhamma is my Lord and guide. The Dhamma is sorrow destroyer. It bestows blessing on me. To the Dhamma, I dedicate this body and life. And in devotion, I will walk this excellent way of truth. For me, there is no other refuge. The Dhamma is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of the Dhamma truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Dhamma and the blessings of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. Bow. By body, speech, and mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Dhamma, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in future there may be restraint regarding the Dhamma. Now let us chant the recollection of the Sangha. They are the Blessed One's disciples who had practiced well, who had practiced directly, who have practiced insightfully, those who practice with integrity, as is the four pair, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the Blessed One's disciples. Such ones are worthy of gift, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offerings, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world. Supreme praise of the Sangha. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Sangha, born of the Dhamma, that Sangha which has practiced well, the feel of the Sangha, form of eight kind of noble beings, guided in body and mind by excellent morality and virtue.
I revered
that assembly of noble beings, perfect in purity, the Sangha which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings. As the third object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Sangha servant. The Sangha is my Lord and guide. The Sangha is sorrow destroyer, and it bestows blessings on me. To the Sangha, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I walk the well-practiced way of the Sangha. For me, there is no other refuge. The Sangha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Sangha and the blessings of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. Bow, by body, speech, and mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Sangha, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in future there may be restraint regarding the Sangha. Okay, after that you're supposed to meditate for a while, and followed by Dhamma talk. I think meditation we have done, no need. So we close our homage. We will do the what they call salutation to the Triple Gem. We will do it in the Pali version. Arahang Sammasambuddho. Page 14 for the old book. The closing homage. Arahang Sammasambuddho Bhagavantang Buddhang Bhagava. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namassami. Swakato Bhagavata. Oh, sorry, this one is Supatipanno. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Sanghang Namami. This one almost 1 year we didn't chant. So we need to actually get it back. So this Thai way of paying homage is very, very meaningful. Especially the Pali words. They are actually short form of the Triple Gem. So, like I explained just now, evening chanting is to develop both the faith, the spiritual faculty, so that you understand clearly what this Triple Gem, the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha is all about, and why the Buddha actually taught us to take refuge. Why must you take refuge? All these are very meaningful and very important. So like the Buddha, he's the Arahana, that's why they chant, Arahang Sammasambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Aviva Demi. So the meaning is, the Buddha, who is an Arahant, perfectly or fully enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one. Then we bow. Then he said the Dhamma, Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namassami. So the Dhamma is the teaching, which is so complete, as explained by the Buddha. We bow to the Dhamma. Then likewise, the enlightened disciple of the Buddha, the Sangha, the third gem. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Sanghang Namami. So this one, the blessed one's disciple who has practiced well, we bow to this Sangha. Then if you look back on the recollection, the Buddha always actually highlight to you the importance of the Triple Gem. Then he always say, take for example, the Dhamma. He said, this Dhamma is excellent because it is well expounded by the Buddha, and it can be divided into path and fruition. Means you can become enlightened, develop the path and fruition, and it can lead to liberation of mind, enlightenment. Then the Dhamma hold those who uphold it from falling into delusion. See, if you don't want to be heedless and deluded, you must uphold the cultivation of the Dhamma. Then I revert this excellent teaching, that which removes darkness. Darkness is ignorance. The Dhamma which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings. So this we venerate as the second object. Then the way they put it, you like devote your life to it. So that's why I say, I am indeed the Dhamma servant. The Dhamma is my Lord and Guide. The Dhamma is sorrow destroyer, and it bestows blessing on me. That's why it's so important. To the Dhamma, I dedicate this body and life. See? You really, really go for refuge and sacrifice, even at the stake of losing your life. You will hold that refuge. There is no doubt. And in devotion, I will walk the excellent way of truth. For me, there is no other refuge. The Dhamma is my excellent refuge. Then he said, by the utterance of this truth, that's why when you chant, you must determine, by the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the master way. This is your aspiration. You invoke the power of truth. And the Buddha has actually gave many examples. You remember the chanting that they used to teach you, Jaya Mangala Sutta, is it? He always exert by the power of this truth, may what happen. So all these are power of truth. And all this power of truth is based on the Dhamma, understand? And they are very powerful. I remember it's what? Ittena Satcha Vacha, I forgot. I like to chant that part. Last time, the Pali, I don't understand the meaning, but when I heard that one, I like to chant. Oh, very good. You got the chanting, huh? Oh, very good, very good. Sadhu, very good. So this is the Mahajaya Mangala Sutta. Oh, no wonder. This is the one that they like to listen, out there. Because this one has great impact on their cultivation, all those things. Because the Buddha always invoked the power of truth. On account of that word of truth, may there be joyous victory to you. Ittena Satcha Vajena, Ho Tu Te Jaya Mangalang. So this stanza on the great joyous victory is all on invocation of truth. So here the chanting is the same. The Buddha, when he teach the monk how to do all this evening chanting, he mentioned the same, by the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the master's way. Means you can really, really follow the Sammasambuddha and grow in the way he perfect himself. Understand that? This is the extent he wants you to go. Then after that, by my devotion to the Dhamma and the blessings of this practice, by its power, this is the most important, may all obstacles be overcome. May all your coming obstacles, understand not? That's why when you have faith, actually when you do all this, you already repent, understand not? This one is the best way to actually observe the cultivation. So these are all very meaningful. So develop the faith. When you recite, when you chant with understanding. And I can tell you, all of the paritta chanting, they are very powerful. That's why when we did the invocation, this afternoon when we came in, we did it first in an invocation to invite the devas. Our chanting book, page 6. This one is a very good one. Because these are very, very powerful. Then when we invoke it, we chant Dhamma Savanan Kalu Ayang Bandata. Understand that? This is the time to listen to the doctrine. But there is another part. Paritta Savanan Vakalu Ayang Bandata. Where the chanting part. Understand that? Instead of listening to the Dhamma, listen to the chanting. So in the past, paritta is very powerful, the protective chant. So they always chant paritta. Paritta savanan kalo ayang bandata. So it's either Dhamma or paritta. If you want to start Dhamma session, it's Dhamma. If you want to start the paritta, Pali chanting, then we will invoke the paritta savanan kalo. And these are very, very meaningful, very beautiful. That's why the Buddha, the way he teach, you will have great respect for him. You will have a lot of gratitude towards him. Yeah, he's so wise. That's why he's a fully enlightened one. Sammasambuddha. So when your faith becomes very strong, very stable, it will connect you to the Triple Gem. And the Triple Gem represents who? All of the teachings. All of the great beings, they are within the Triple Gem. All Buddhas, they are part of the Triple Gem. The first Triple Gem. Then all the truth, the teaching that all these Buddha teach, they are the second Triple Gem. Then the third one is all the great beings, the great Bodhisattva, those who haven't become Sammasambuddha, they are all classified under there. All the enlightened beings, the noble disciples of the Buddhas, including all the great Bodhisattvas. They are all part of the Sangha. So when you take refuge in them with understanding, you actually connect to all of them. In the past, I remember a lot of Theravada people, practitioners, they used to come and talk to me, Brother. Initially, they don't believe Mahayana. He said, Mahayana, like so different. He said, where got like that one, the teaching? Chan also can become enlightened. No four noble truth, no noble evil. But they didn't check, understand, and they don't understand how they do. Then later on when I share with them, then they understand. Then you know what they say. Wow, the Mahayana people are very lucky, they say. They got so many great Bodhisattva and Buddha to guide them and help them and create affinity to actually make them progress very fast. We are only one Buddha, Sakyamuni. I say you don't know how wise Sakyamuni is. Sakyamuni say, you take refuge with the Triple Gem and now all Buddhas and Bodhisattva and the teaching, all you connect, understand now. You happy with a few Buddha and Bodhisattva. Sakyamuni teach you all Buddhas, etc. The first Triple Gem is all Buddhas. Sammasambuddha. Then all Dhamma and all the enlightened disciple of Sammasambuddha. So I say that is even more complete. But they don't understand. No? You say, but we just chant Buddhang Saranang Gacchami, Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. When you chant, you don't even know what that means. When you chant Buddhang Saranang Gacchami, you know what is the meaning or not? To the Buddha, I go for refuge, you know. Not only Sakyamuni Buddha, no, all the Buddhas, you know, the fully enlightened. That's why last time when I chant, my heart here opened up. And I have a lot of faith and I rejoice. And I understand. When I go for refuge, means no other refuge. the Buddha is the Sammasambuddha. They are all my refuge. Then to the Dhamma, Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. To the Dhamma, I go for refuge. Means that Dhamma, the truth, the teachings, you have to go for refuge. Because it is only within the Triple Gem you can find this teaching. And without this teaching, living beings will be deluded. They cannot liberate their mind. They cannot actually free themselves. They will have a lot of suffering. That's why you have to take refuge. That's why when I chant Buddhang Saranang Gacchami during the early days and even now, that thing is very powerful. The heart open up and go. To the Buddha, I go for my refuge. To the Dhamma, I go for my refuge. To the Arahant Sangha, means the enlightened disciple of all the Sammasambuddha, I go for refuge. Then we pay respect to all this Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. It's like Pusien. You know what her vow is or not? To pay respect simultaneously in one vow to all the Buddhas. Because he has developed that perfection and the understanding, and he can do it. He can manifest. Then he can bow. With one bow, the mind, single-mindedly, with understanding and mindfulness, he just bow. And he manifests all over. The three Buddhas of the three period of time, not only the Buddha that is alive or passed away, of the three period of time, of past, present, and future. That's why her vow is very powerful, Pusen. Very simple, the 10 great vow. She is famous for her virtue. So that is how they cultivate. And you can develop affinity, you can connect, then their vow will take you along. Because most of their vow, they are very, very powerful. It has become a nature's law. So if you have faith and you are sincere, you connect, the vow will take you. Like Amitabha. If you want to take rebirth in the Pure Land and cultivate, you only need to be sincere, have faith. Then you develop the affinity. Then you pay respect. You chant the Amitabha, what they call the Buddha's name. For how? You just chant with mindfulness, with sincerity, with faith. Amitabha, 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 Amitabha. Until no one is chanting, then when you connect, because of your faith, your sincerity, you will connect, then the vow will take you. Then you don't have to know how you take birth in the Pure Land to develop the cultivation, because the faith, the sincerity, it will just make. That's why a lot of Zen Master Mahayana, finally they go for Pure Land cultivation, because to them, after they understand and realize, that is the fastest actually. But don't worry about fast or slow. More important is you start somewhere first. Understand not? Then like the Buddha say, take refuge, means you take refuge. That's why you pay homage, then take refuge. That's why all the chanting is very meaningful. To develop the affinity, to develop the understanding, so that you have great faith, gratitude towards this great being. So that you understand what this Triple Gem are, what symbolizes the Buddha. Otherwise, without nine great virtues, people say he's Sammasambuddha, you also go. Then the Dhamma, without all those things that the Buddha mentioned, also you go. You think that is the real Dhamma. This is to prevent you from being gullible, anasana, from making mistakes. So that you chant with understanding. You know what the Dhamma is, what the Sangha is, and what the Buddha is. So that this Triple Gem has meaning. So that you can develop the affinity. And it can help you a lot. Your cultivation is about spiritual faculty, nothing else. And your affinity with the Triple Gem. Even after I have gone through so much, I still agree with what the Sammasambuddha do. Because these are real, very important, basic. Okay, now I need to continue on what I shared with you just now. I haven't finished. Just now I talked about the five mental hindrance and the five spiritual faculty. Yeah. We will.